Children, did you hear what the Lord said about the key to the doors and gates of heaven? He said that He has the key of David, that the Lord opens and no one can shut, and He shuts and no one opens. What doors and gates do you think the Lord especially wants to open for us? Yes, the gates of heaven. And what doors and gates does the Lord especially want to shut for us? Yes? The gates of hell. That's right. There are actually, as we read, there are actually pathways in the spiritual world. And when a person is ready, the Lord shows him the pathway to the heaven that's just the perfect heaven for him. And then the Lord provides that the angel guards have the key to open that gate for him and let him in. And he gets to come into his home. And we choose which path we're going to take and where we're going to go, whether we're going to take a pathway upwards to heaven or a pathway downwards to hell. We choose by the way we live our life in this world. We're always choosing which path we're taking and which gate we're going to go in. Now, in the spiritual world, the Lord mostly keeps the gates of hell closed so that evil spirits cannot come out and hurt us. And in our minds, too, there are pathways and gates to heaven and to hell. And the Lord wants more and more to open the gateways to heaven so the love and truth, the light and warmth of heaven can fill us. And He wants to keep the gates of hell shut so that the evil spirits cannot bother us. The evil spirits, if they can, they try to lure us into their hells. They try to trick us or drag us down into their hells. Then they try to slam the door shut so that we cannot escape from them. But actually they can't, because they don't have the key. No matter what bad things we have done in our life, we can repent. We can ask the Lord for help. He will throw open the gates of hell and lead us out and back on the path to heaven again, because He has the key. Now it says in the message to the church in Philadelphia, "Behold, I set before thee an open door." So do you think that this is a good church or a not so good church? Maybe we can tell, because the Lord is already setting before them the doors open to heaven, that this is a good church. And there's several more things, ways we can tell that. The name Philadelphia means the love of your brother, because the people of the church Philadelphia love their neighbors as if they were their own family, their own brothers. Another thing it says about them is the Lord says that they should hold fast to what they have. And He doesn't tell this church, unlike all the other six churches, that they should repent. That must be because these people are already repenting. When they've done something wrong, they repent. So what the Lord says to Philadelphia is, hold fast what you have. In other words, keep on doing the good things that you're doing so that no one can take away your crown, your wisdom of living a good life. The Lord also says that because you are keeping the word of my patience, patiently doing what my word says, then I'm going to keep thee from the hour of temptation that comes upon the whole world. That means they're doing the hard work that it sometimes takes to get ready for heaven in this world. So when they get to the spiritual world, they don't have to go through those hard experiences that other people might have to go through. And the Lord also says that He uses these good people to help people who are confused and are living not so good a life. He says, I will give those from the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews, in other words, who say they are good people, but they're lying, I will let them see that I love you. They're going to see that these people are actually living a good life, and they're going to say, I wonder why that is. In that way, the people of the church in Philadelphia can help other people to live a better life. And the Lord says, in the same idea, that He's going to make them pillars in the temple of God. You know what a pillar is? A pillar is like a strong piece of stone that stands up tall, or wood or steel, and it holds up the roof and the ceiling, makes the house strong. Well, the people of the church in Philadelphia like to be pillars to each other. They want to help each other do the right thing. And when someone else is having trouble, they want to be there with them to help them figure out what they can do better and help them be good people. And another wonderful thing is the Lord teaches us that the angels of heaven need people on earth who are actually reading the Lord's word and doing what it says to be pillars for the angels. The heavens could not continue. They would fall down if there weren't people on earth being pillars, holding them up by reading the Lord's word and living a good life. We read in our second lesson how people who shun adulteries as sins are supports to the angels of heaven, because the evil spirits can't stand the sphere of love truly conjugal. They run away. Now, of course, who really is the pillar that holds up the heavens? Is it us? Not really. It's really the Lord. And that's something else that the people of the Church of Philadelphia know. The Lord says to them, "You have a little strength," which means they know that they really have no strength except what is the Lord's. The strength is in the Lord's word, and it's in our life from the Lord when we live according to his word. So it's really the Lord's hand holding all of us up like a pillar, as well as the Lord's hand from above through the angels, bringing us the inspiration to love what is good and to see what is true. It's really the Lord's hands. But still, because the Lord loves us, he gives us jobs to do to help each other be like pillars, helping each other be strong. Would you like to be a pillar in the house of the Lord someday? Would you like to help other people do what's right? You know, sometimes parents and grandparents can think to themselves, "Am I being a good pillar to my children? What's it going to be like for them to grow up in a world that is getting crazy and is doing some wrong things? What's it going to be like?" And they can worry about that. But the church in Philadelphia, they know, "I have just a little strength. It's really the Lord's strength. All I need to do is continue to read the word and do what it says, and the Lord will make use of me to help me be a pillar, and he will make other people pillars too. The Lord will uphold his kingdom." So that's a wonderful thing to know. So if you would like to be a pillar for other people, then you can read the word, know what the Lord is saying there, and do it. That's how you be a pillar. It's that simple. And when you live that life, then the Lord is showing you a straight path, straight to heaven. And when you get there, you will find the Lord sets before you an open door. Amen.